Chris, you waited a long time to play in June. How much are you looking forward to this?
It's a great opportunity again. I'm happy to be a part of it this year, so I'm really looking forward to going down there.
Make it a little more special that it's Texas and that going to the Austin region?
I think it's a great challenge, but the first step's Indiana. We've got to beat them. They've had a great year, so it's not a tough. It's not an easy game. It's going to be a tough one. So,
I know it's taken you a little while to get back from the injuries and stuff, but you feel like you're doing anything differently at the plate, at least over the SEC tournament?
No, just sticking to our approach and just getting healthy is the main part.
What's the biggest thing, either mentally, you know, different approaches to play? I mean, what's the difference between the struggles down the stretch of the regular season versus, you know, turning it on so well in the SEC tournament?
I think we just went out there. We had no expectations from the outside, and we just knew we could go there and essentially just play free and easy and no fear of consequence. So
it's just carry over, or you have to take a different mindset now?
I think it'll stick with us. I mean, everyone's in a good spot right now on the team. So,
what did those ABs against Georgia late do for your confidence?
I mean, every good at-bat builds, and you just look forward to keep building, hopefully keep building. You just don't try to do too much at the plate.
Is that a matter of just you're 100% healthy finally?
I think being 100% healthy and just going out there and competing with them and being free.
Next to being able to get to host, I mean, as far as geographically, it's pretty nice for you guys. Not that bad of a road trip.
Not bad of a road trip at all. I know everyone's parents are happy because there's not much traveling going on since we're mostly from Texas, so they'll be happy.